Chapter 11. Walking on the Moon. I thought that I was dead until I heard a noise beside me. Then I opened my eyes and saw Dad's face above mine. I smiled at him, but he did not seem to see it. I tried to speak, but my mouth did not want to work. "I'm all right, Dad." I hoped my eyes told him what my mouth could not. I was better than all right. I was here. Everything else could wait. I closed my eyes and fell asleep. Mum, Dad, Nan, Dr. Ehrlich, and Dr. Bryce were all standing round my bed. I was back in hospital. "What happened?" I said very quietly. Then I remembered the swimming pool. "How did I get out of the pool?" "Marlon saved your life," Mum said. "Oh, first Dr. Bryce and now Marlon." I tried to laugh, but it hurt. Mum started to cry. "Cameron," Dr. Bryce began, and I immediately knew what he was going to say. "Your body is rejecting your new heart." "Is that why I felt tired and ill?" "Why didn't you tell me yesterday? You needed to go straight to hospital," Dr. Bryce said sadly. That was why I did not tell him. I needed time to finish what I started. "So what happens now?" I asked. "Will you give me more anti-rejection drugs?" "I'm afraid it's too late, Cameron. You need another heart transplant, and we must do this in the next few days."
"Will it be another pig heart?"
"Yes," said Dr. Bryce. "Without it, your heart will stop working after the new year." I smiled at Dr. Bryce. I liked his direct way of speaking. It must be very difficult for him. So many people were angry with him all the time because of his work. I looked at the five adults. They did not look very happy.
"How is the woman you also gave a pig heart to?"
"She's doing well," Dr. Bryce replied.
"Good," I said. "I don't want all your research to stop now."
Dr. Bryce turned to Mum and Dad. "I'd like to do the operation next Wednesday."
"I don't want another transplant operation, Dr. Bryce," I said quickly.
Immediately, they all started asking me questions. The only person who just listened was Nan. Life was strange. At the beginning, Mum did not want me to have the operation. Now she was really pushing me to have another one.
"Is it because it's a pig's heart?"
Dr. Ehrlich asked me.
"No, it's not."
"Then why don't you want the transplant?" Mum asked.
"Dr. Bryce, will I always have to take anti-rejection drugs if I have the second transplant?"
"Yes, but they'll stop you from dying," he told me.
"But I feel ill when I take the drugs and I get tired all the time," I said quietly.
"It's the same as before the operation." "We can keep trying different drugs until we have the ones that work for you best.
How you live your life is more important than how long you live for. I've been very lucky until this moment, and thank you for everything you did for me, Dr. Bryce," I said. "But this is enough. Now I want my life back, even if it's only for a few more months."
"What about Alex?" Mum asked.
"I'm trying to live long enough to see her or him. After that, we will see what happens."
"Cameron just wants to fight in his own way," Nan said. Then Nan took my hand.
"I want to speak to Cameron alone," she said.
"You understand, don't you, Nan?"
I said once we were alone.
Oh, yes. You wanted to touch the bottom of the pool, and you did. Now, what else have you got to live for? I know that you feel ill and are in pain, but you need to find something new.
Why are you saying this?
Because I want you to think, Cameron. Life is very, very special. When your grandfather was ill, he fought every step of the way. Can you say the same? I turned my head away from her, but Nan carefully turned my head to face her again. Cameron, you touched the bottom of the pool, and that was great. But now, you have to keep going and find something else to fight for, and then something else. The world needs more Camerons. I looked at Nan. I wanted to cry. I'm so tired, I said. I know. And I'm frightened. I know, Cameron. It's okay to be frightened, but it's not okay to stop without a fight.
I can't go on like this.
I turned my head away again.
Nan, I've tried and tried, and I can't. I really can't do this. Once I've seen Alex, I'll be happy.
Nan's voice was very sad when she spoke again. Cameron, I could talk to you until my face turns blue, but it won't make any difference. You have to want to live. You have to fight. No one else can do it for you. Nan left the room, and I thought about touching the bottom of the pool. It was not as big as walking on the moon, but at the time, it was very important to me.